the U.S. will sell F-15s to the Saudis. HBC's lawsuit against the government gets more interesting. And NASA's twin Grail spacecraft are orbiting the moon. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Monday, January 2, 2012. The Obama administration has confirmed persistent rumors of the approval of a significant sale of F-15 Eagle fighter jets to Saudi Arabia. According to a statement released by Principal Deputy Press Secretary Joshua Earnest, quote, "The United States and the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia have signed a government-to-government agreement under the Foreign Military Sales Program to provide advanced F-15 SA combat aircraft to the Royal Saudi Air Force," unquote. The deal involves 84 new aircraft and the modernization of 70 existing ones and is worth $29.4 billion. Heidi Grant, Deputy Undersecretary of the Air Force for International Affairs, adds, quote, "Building partner capacity is becoming even more important, and the Royal Saudi Air Force is undertaking a vast effort to not only modernize their fighter fleet, but to invest heavily in quality training," unquote. As part of the agreement, Saudi airmen will train at a number of Air Force installations, including Shepherd Air Force Base in Texas and Keesler Air Force Base in Mississippi. There has been a really interesting development in the case of Hawker Beechcraft versus the U.S. Air Force. This is that case in which HBC, after it and its partners reportedly sunk more than $100 million into development, had its AT-6 disqualified for consideration in bidding for the Air Force's Light Air Support Program. Unless HBC prevails, the move would make Embraer the winner by default. Well, HBC officials now say they learned during last week's initial status conference at the Court of Federal Claims that the U.S. Air Force awarded the contract to the Sierra Nevada Corporation and its Brazilian manufacturer, Embraer, on December 22nd. That would have been shortly after the Government Accountability Office declined to review HBC's protest against its exclusion. Federal agencies are generally required to make a public award announcement by 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the day of the award. HBC CEO Bill Boyster commented, quote, "This is yet another example of the Air Force's lack of transparency throughout this competition. With this development, it now seems even clearer that the Air Force intended to award the contract to Embraer from early in this process," unquote. During the hearing last Wednesday, Hawker Beechcraft says it requested a temporary restraining order to preclude the Air Force from moving forward in the contract process. The court agreed to establish an accelerated schedule for briefings on the temporary restraining order and the legal merits of the case. A ruling on Hawker Beechcraft's request for the restraining order is expected as early as January 11th. NASA has confirmed that over the weekend, its two Gravity Recovery and Interior Laboratory spacecraft, or GRAIL for short, successfully entered lunar orbit. GRAIL A, the first of the two, completed its planned main engine burn at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on New Year's Eve. GRAIL B performed its own main engine burn at 5:43 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The pair will begin their science work in March, transmitting radio signals precisely defining the distance between them as they orbit the moon in formation. As they fly over areas of greater or lesser gravity caused by both visible features such as mountains and craters and masses hidden beneath the lunar surface, the distance between the two spacecraft will change slightly. Scientists will translate this information into a high-resolution map of the moon's gravitational field. Up next on ANN, the FAA has a bulletin for DA-20 owners. NAFI and Avemco have a new non-owned insurance plan for instructors. And we may learn the fate of the Reno air races on Wednesday. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Monday, January 2nd. I'm Paul Plack. The FAA has issued an SAIB, Special Airworthiness Information Bulletin, affecting the Diamond DA-20 series of fixed-wing aircraft. The issue surrounds the nose gear, specifically the DA-20 nose landing fork assembly. These bulletins are issued when there are areas of concern not deemed serious enough by the FAA to prompt an actual airworthiness directive. The FAA says this bulletin, quote, is issued to inform owners and maintainers of Diamond DA-20 series aircraft of a potential unsafe condition regarding the cracking of the nose landing gear fork assembly. Cracks have been discovered during routine inspections. The cracks appear just above the axle hole on the cutout flange. Transport Canada conducted a review of the Service Difficulty Report database from 2005 to 2010 and found 10 reports concerning this issue, unquote. The FAA says Diamond has developed a more robust fork and revised applicable manuals to call for more frequent inspections on new aircraft. The FAA recommends existing owners replace their fork assemblies with the new one and adhere to the updated inspection recommendations. You can read more detail in the text version of this story, dated January 1st, at aero-news.net. The National Association of Flight Instructors, NAFI, and Avemco Insurance kicked off the new year yesterday with a joint announcement of a new aircraft insurance program for flight instructors flying aircraft they don't own. The new program features expanded professional liability coverage and liability limit options for specific aircraft types, including traditional single and multi-engined aircraft, along with offerings for seaplane, experimental, and light sport airplanes. Automatically included is non-owned coverage for personal flying. Jason Blair, NAFI Executive Director, explains, quote, we've been working hard over the last year to find improvements in non-owned aircraft insurance, including professional liability coverage for our members. We believe that, as of today, the new NAFI CFI insurance program, available exclusively to NAFI members, is a much improved plan, unquote. Jim Lauerman, president of Avemco, added, quote, we worked closely with NAFI to develop this program with the knowledge that professional flight instructors need the right insurance when they're actively giving flight instruction to their students. This alliance is important to us because we recognize the professionalism in flight instruction that NAFI and all its members bring to the flight training community, unquote. The NAFI Flight Instructor Insurance Plan is currently available exclusively to members and includes premium discounts to instructors who've earned Master Instructor accreditation. And finally today, a Facebook posting has announced that on Wednesday, the Reno Air Racing Association will make an announcement on the future of the National Championship Air Races at a press conference. It's to be held at the Reno Sparks Convention Center at 11 a.m. Mountain Time. Despite strong industry support, there is concern over whether or not a resumption of the event will be possible in light of the regulatory, fiscal, and legal problems left behind by Jimmy Leeward's horrific P-51 crash at last year's event. A holiday letter released by the Reno Air Race Association may provide a hint as to what's being announced. Quote, even as our thoughts and prayers remain with all of those affected by September's tragic air race accident, we have begun to look to the future. We are committed to preserving this unique and historic aviation event and have been amazed and inspired by the overwhelming global support we have received for continuing the National Championship Air Races. While we have many challenges to overcome and much work to do, we are optimistic and hopeful that we will again take to the Sierra skies in the near future, unquote. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves about when slower is not safer. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, Odeo, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.